You're listening to Breakfast with Lish Bayer on ABC Radio Canberra.
I asked you yesterday whether you wanted digital licences in the ACT. New South Wales has it. South Australia has them. Let me tell you, there was a resounding hell yeah from you. That's it. You just said, yes, we want them. Yesterday you heard from Bettina Conti, who's the Chief Digital Officer for the ACT Government, just about Canberra's plans for a digital licence. She said, yes, it's still on the cards, but 2 years away at least.
So ACT, as a small jurisdiction, we want to make sure that we can invest once and avoid potential costs of reworking any solution. We all know also that driver's licences are more than just the proof that we have earned the right to drive. They're also used widely as a form of identification. So we've heard from our partner states who've invested in digital driver's licences to date that acceptance of that as a form of identity to replace the plastic card isn't widespread yet.
Okay, so let's get some answers. I thought we could put some of those questions to someone who knows how it all works across the border. Service New South Wales, who've had digital licences for the last 2 years, still got plastic ones as well. Katie McDermott is the Executive Director of Digital Services of New South Wales. Good morning, Katie.
G'day, Lish. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. How long did it take you to take the licences from plastic to digital?
I think we worked on that project for about 2 years. We piloted our digital driver licences in Dubbo and the eastern suburbs and cross-border communities for about 18 months before we rolled out, just to give us a bit more confidence. But it has been wildly successful, far more than we thought it would be, to be honest. We've got almost 4 million drivers in New South Wales that have downloaded the digital driver licence, which represents 68% of our drivers in the state.
What were the initial teething problems? We heard yesterday from Bettina Conti that they really want to make sure it's done once and done well. You said you did like a project, lots of little early startups, testing, trialing, cross-border. What were the initial teething problems?
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment from Bettina. We had lots of teething issues. So things like, lots of very practical questions. What do I do if my phone's dead? What if my screen's cracked? Am I able to touch my phone while I'm driving? So we worked through a lot of those issues in the pilot. We did a lot of testing with police, RBT testing to make sure police could interact with the digital driver license easily.
My guest this morning is Kate McDermott. Kate, the audio is not great. You're not on speaker, are you?
No, I'm not on speaker. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's better. I think it's
okay.
Always
sure.
The angle.
Sorry about that.
No, not at all. In terms of a lot of those questions came up yesterday, like what happens if your phone runs out of battery?
Yes. So we put it in legislation that the customer must have their phone fully charged to be able to use a digital driver's license. So the onus was really on the customer. If you want to use this as your sort of primary use of identification or license to drive, then it's on you to make sure your phone is charged.
Okay. And have there been many issues? Because yesterday people were saying, look, you can present to a police station within 24 hours and show your driver's license. Is that the case with digital licenses?
Yeah, it is. Although we haven't really had much of an issue or much sort of community concern around, batteries draining and that sort of thing. We've found that far more customers have adopted it than we anticipated. We launched the project hand in glove with police and with transport and did extensive testing. There was lots of sort of briefings to the community and lots of sort of piloting that helped us really understand consumer behaviour, and that allowed us to tweak the legislation and so forth.
A couple of questions that came up yesterday. Can they be read by law enforcement across the borders? Because we here are a cross-border community. If you're coming from New South Wales into the ACT, obviously you've got your digital licence. How does it work with law enforcement?
We did extensive work with other states and jurisdictions in terms of interstate operability. I think there's great benefit in time if there was one digital driver license across the country, but there's a lot of complexity. You're operating state jurisdiction for these licenses. So we went and engaged with all the different sort of police forces across the state, and we found that they were very practical and accepting of the digital driver's license.
Like someone said, Lish, digital license on your phone, what a gift for identity theft. Completes the package nicely. How have you combated that?
So as we were developing the digital driver's license, we actually replatformed it three times just to make sure it was secure. We did many independent reviews. We also invited a bug bounty program in where we had hackers come and try and hack the program or the license and incentivize them to find vulnerabilities. So we welcomed that community in to help us find the vulnerabilities and close them.
What, and pretty much they're all closed? Has there been identity theft cases of?
No, we haven't had any issues. We did have a slight issue during pilot and we worked with the individual that found some of the vulnerabilities. But since launch, we haven't had any significant concerns at all.
What's the advantage of having a digital license in the first place, Katie?
It's one of the few programs the New South Wales State Government, or one of the first programs New South Wales State Government did that really focused on customer experience. So there wasn't any sort of great financial business case. It was really to make it easier for customers. And if you look at so many people now, you know, you leave your house and you don't take your wallet with you, you can pay wave on your phone, you've got your license on your phone. As you said, the take up has been far better than we thought. One of the good things we did with the digital driver's license, I think, was we had real-time feedback. So when customers download the license, there's an ability for them to give just very simply a thumbs up, thumbs down and a comment. And it allowed us to very transparently see what's working, what's not, what's bothering customers. And we made so many improvements off the back of that customer feedback.
Other people are asking, is there enough incentive for national interoperability for New South Wales to change their current system? I mean, you've gone to all this effort. Could you share it with the rest of Australia?
Absolutely. We have offered our plumbing, so to speak, to all of the states and jurisdictions. There's challenges in that, but absolutely, we would love to be able to roll ours out across or make it available across other states.
Has ACT stepped up to accept that offer?
We did speak with the ACT some time ago. There's many elements to this. There's sort of the straight digital plumbing, which I'm talking about, but there's a lot of work to be done around legislative reform and working with police officers and pubs and clubs. So it's much greater than just the ICT piece. Yeah, we have been in extensive discussions with the ACT. I haven't spoken to them recently, but we will connect and see how we can help.
There's so many sort of logistical things, as you said, and as our guest yesterday, Bettina Conti from ACT Government, she's the Chief Digital Officer, said there's lots of things to iron out. But you said you did that in 2 years. Was that from woe to go, from just the not just the initial idea, but starting on the technology to actually getting it on people's phones?
Oh, I'm almost certain the project itself, in terms of trialing, took about 2 years, 18 months, 2 years. Dare I say, the business cases would have started long before that. So there was a sort of a long tail and a long journey for this program, but it's really unlocked licensing moving forward. So our roadmap is looking at now digitising different licences off the back of the success almost every month. So it was a slow start, but provided great opportunity to digitise more and more very quickly.
Others saying, Lish, can you still have a digital licence and a plastic licence? Can you have both?
Yes, that was one thing we made made very clear in legislation, that you can have both and that we weren't going to discontinue cards. So everyone in New South Wales is still issued a plastic card. I suspect that will phase out organically in time, but there's certainly no plan to do that at the moment.
On the text, someone's saying Australia Post has a digital ID app that is verified against the passport, birth certificate, driving licence and billing records. So why did New South Wales have to have that individual driver's licence?
Well, it's exactly that. It's a digital driver's license. It's not a digital identity. The digital driver, or the driver's license, has morphed into a sort of form of identity over time. But we really focused on a digital driver's license rather than an end-to-end digital identity.
Yeah, and can you use it in clubs and pubs when you come across the border, go across interstate borders?
When we initially rolled it out, the success was mixed. As people were becoming to learn. What is this new sort of digital driver license? We did a lot of work with all the different states and different departments within those states. So we understand it is widely accepted. We've had examples of where it's been accepted to hire a car in Brazil and all sorts of things. But I suspect there's still sort of some challenges where, a pub out somewhere or other, may not accept the digital driver's license.
We are going to be speaking with ACT policing in a moment as to how it's worked from across the border, but also if you can just take a photo of your license front and back. Not as secure though, a guaranteed, Kate.
Yeah, absolutely nowhere near as secure. So the customer logs into it, the app. The digital driver license has sort of a New South Wales Waratah glowing feature that moves as the screen moves. We've got many security features, so absolutely nowhere near as secure. It can also be scanned by different customers. So if you go to a pub, you can scan the digital driver license to confirm it is authentic.
And what do you wish you knew at the start of the New South Wales rollout that you could share with your ACT counterparts now?
Oh, look, so many things. We didn't expect it to be so widely adopted so quickly. So I guess the ability of our systems in terms of the load on our systems. But I think if there's one thing that really sort of set us up for success, it was that real-time feedback so customers could communicate with us directly and tell us what was working, what they liked, what they didn't.
Katie McDermott, thanks very much for talking us through that.
Thanks. All the best with it.